Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn how to communicate like the world's greatest leaders.
We are here with Michelle Stratton, and it's awesome to be with you, Michelle, and excited to jump into this subject today. And the subject we're going to be talking about is thinking bigger. How do we think bigger? And Michelle, every time I'm with you, you're always inspiring and making me think bigger, but we're going to direct this towards you and how you have created the habit and really the ability to think bigger. Because, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of people that after you have sold one of your businesses, you know, there are many people that would just tap out and say, okay, I'm going to spend the rest of my life on the beach. But you have been driven and focused and really want to think bigger. Michelle, have you always considered yourself a bigger thinker, or are you just the way you're wired?
I think part of it is just the way that I'm wired, partly, but I definitely have gotten bigger goals as the years have progressed. So, you know, I'm not where I am now. That's not where I ever would have imagined myself 20 years ago. But I feel like it's a progressive thing that grows exponentially the more you work on it.
Okay, that's an important point you brought up, because you thought 20 years ago you would have never anticipated yourself being where you are right now. So each year, how often do you review where you're at and where you want to be? Is that something you're doing weekly, monthly, annually? How often are you really assessing your personal growth and your success?
Probably like a monthly, quarterly kind of overview, but then having a yearly, annual kind of overset, and definitely having more of a long-term goal of where I want to end up. But I think it's more at this point in my life, a way of being and intention. Being intentional about where I want to be versus like an actual methodical, like step-by-step process.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So let me just start here, and we're going to break down three specific ways that people can begin thinking bigger. And you just said something there that I just want to use as the number one, and that's being intentional. And
yes.
you know, we talk a lot about being strategic and rather than opportunistic, really saying, okay, this is where I'm going to go. So talk to me a little bit about how you've been intentional in the growth of the many businesses that you own.
I think it does need to start methodically, especially if it's not something that it comes natural to you. I've always naturally been a confident and optimistic person. So I feel like it's a lot easier to look at the glass half full versus half empty. Because even when we had no money and couldn't buy groceries, I'm like, it'll work out. We'll figure it out. Somehow it'll be fine. So that helps, of course. But we also set goals. We had monthly goals, and we had like daily, weekly, monthly goals that we printed out, and we put them on our mirrors in our bathroom and in our closet, so we would see them every day. And I still have all of those from the last 20 years, because we'd take them down like every month and reevaluate and make them bigger and bigger. And so I always just filed the old ones. So I have a big file in my office of all of our goals from the last 20 years. And so it's really fun to pull that out and see, oh my gosh, we were hoping to save $100 a month, you know, in our savings, and to see now where we've progressed to. So I think it does need to start methodically, especially if you're not where you want to be. It's definitely a good starting point.
Wow, that is awesome. That's a treasure, because, you know, you've built so many successful multi-million dollar companies, and to be able to go back and see where you started. And I love that intentionality, because so often, Michelle, people today think that, oh man, Michelle just must be really lucky. You know, she just, wow, look at how lucky she is, how fortunate she is. And you and TK are the first to admit that you've been fortunate and blessed and all of those things, no question. But it's been a lot of work and intentionality. So you said this first step here in thinking bigger, being intentional, and specifically intentional around goal setting. So you it hasn't happened just by accident. You've been very intentional, right, saying this is where I'm going. Now, right, have you had a vision as well? So you talk about goals, but those goals have really probably contributed to a greater vision that you have.
Yeah, I think once you start making goals and you start achieving those goals, I don't necessarily need the day-to-day reminders now, or like, we want to be here by the end of the month. Now we're looking, okay, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, like, I want a jet. How do we get a jet? You know, and now it's so fun. I used to, 20 years ago, think, when you think really big about, oh, if we had this big house or a car, but you don't want to put it out there because you don't want to put it out there and just get rejected, right? So it's easier, right, to just be like, oh, I don't want to get my hopes up. I don't want to get my hopes up. And now my whole thing is like, let's get those hopes up. How do we get like bigger? Like, let's think astronomically ridiculous. My daughter had to do a whole talk for school, and her whole talk was on being ridiculous. There's a good ridiculous and there's a bad ridiculous, right?
Right.
How do we get that good? Like, that's ridiculous. You have a jet? That's awesome. And getting our hopes up and thinking as big as we can think. And part of that is exposing yourself to bigger things. I mean, most of us stay in our really happy bubbles. I'm from a really tiny town. TK is from an even tinier town. And a lot of us, you know, we grow up there. We do what our parents do. We stay there and we do what we've been taught generationally. And a lot of us do that. And we think, and that's fine. That's totally okay. But it's so fun to think really big too. And I think to be able to do that, you have to be exposed to it. And a lot of people aren't exposed to big, nice things. And so I grew up going to conventions with my dad for his work. And I remember staying at like the Gaylord. I mean, how many people get to experience a Gaylord? You walk in that place and it's all under a glass atrium and there's like alligators in the lobby and like, what is this place? I want to stay there. If I'm going to go somewhere, I want to stay there.
Right.
And I think being able to just be in situations where you're exposed to bigger things helps you get your hopes up and think of bigger things.
So Michelle, you bring up that example of staying at the Gaylord and saying, okay, so you thought it with great intention that, okay, this is where I'm going to stay. This is where I'm going to live this type of life. Because the reality is we get to pick whatever life we want to live. Correct. Right. I remember I was talking to a good friend who wanted to become an entrepreneur. And I called him, Michelle, and I said, hey, have you spent time on your business this week? And he goes, no, I just haven't had time. And I said, huh, have you showered? He goes, well, yeah, I've showered every day. I said, okay, well, once your business becomes as important to you as showering, then it'll grow. But until then, you'll continue to stay right where you are, right? Because where is your intentionality? How focused are you on those goals and aspirations? But something you bring up too is exposing yourself to even grander goals and even grander aspirations so that you can say, okay, this is where I want to be. I want to be here. And so you are intentional. That's number one important reminder for all of us to, where are we? Are we really clear on where we're going? Because Michelle, we've seen it. Too many people just get in the car and just start driving. And I use that example, like none of us would get in a car and just start driving, but I'm talking about with our hopes and dreams, we just get in the car and start driving and then hope that it all turns out. So number one is that intentionality. And everyone that's listening, ask yourself, how intentional am I in my goals, my vision, and where I want to be? Okay, so I'm gonna give number two, Michelle, and I want you to tell me how you've been able to do that. Coming from a small town in Arizona, very, very few people there. I mean, I'm sure you had a stoplight, but...
No, we didn't.
You didn't have a stoplight?
I didn't have a stoplight while I grew up there.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay, so this is a small town. Well, number two, after intentionality, number two is surrounding yourself with bigger thinkers. Right? Because TK and you always say, you know, show me your friends, I'll show you your future, those types of things, because the people you are surrounded with are truly the people that you're going to become like. And so how have you intentionally, going back to that word intentional, surrounded yourself with bigger thinkers so you can start thinking bigger?
Yeah, I think it's really important to pay attention to how you feel. I know you've said this before, and it's something TK and I bring up every once in a while when we leave a situation, if we're like, ugh, that was rough, you know? But paying attention how you feel when you're around certain people. And it's just at this point in my life, especially with raising kids and having a business, it is not worth my time to spend time with people that don't make me feel good. You don't feel good about yourself. You question yourself. Like, why would you want to be around someone that makes you feel awful? And it may not even be them purposely like putting you down or saying bad things towards you, just the overall intention or energy or the vibe that you get from them is no bueno, you know, it's not worth being around it. And so to be really, really intentional of how you feel around people makes a world of difference. I have some very good friends that are kind of on the same level as me with entrepreneurship and goals and intention of how they live their life, the type of life they want to live. And it makes it for an easy, wonderful, helpful relationship versus something that's like work or draining.
Right, right. And I know when we were sitting down one time talking, we were talking about that private jet thing. And you were sharing with one of your friends has a private jet. And she was saying, oh, you know what? I don't love the private jet. You have to refuel too much. And so I just like flying first class, right? And so surrounding yourself with bigger thinkers that not necessarily say, oh, that's too much money, you can't do that, but rather saying, okay, I'm gonna think bigger, and I'm not gonna laugh that you want a private jet. I'm just gonna say I prefer flying first class because, you know, I don't want to refuel too many times. And so the reality is surrounding yourself with those kinds of people can truly be game changing.
Yeah, I think overall authenticity comes into that for me a lot. I've learned as I've gotten older, I really like people that are authentic, that I can have like a real meaningful conversation with, where you can be intentional, because I think there are a lot of people today that are very guarded. Or with social media, you get a lot of the, you know, fake show, and it's just not my jam.
Right. Right. And, you know, one thing you did mention, obviously, that you and TK come from a small town. So how did you find some people? Now, I'm sure there are bigger thinkers in those small towns, but how did you find those type of people that thought big? And again, I live in a small town and there's a lot of big thinkers here, but how did you find those people that think big?
A lot of it's networking and getting to know people that you know. And I mean, one of my good friends now is just kind of intentional, like, hey, we want to be friends with you. So what do we need to do? You know? So we went out of our way to be intentional about being friends with them. And we hit it off really well, and she's become one of my best friends. And so putting yourself in situations where those type of people are going to be, and hopefully it clicks.
But putting yourself in those situations, I think that's awesome. Reaching out to people. I know that years ago, you guys wanted to meet Robert Kiyosaki. You thought that would be a great way. You're like, I love his book. I want to meet Robert Kiyosaki. So what'd you do? You started reaching out to people. And before you knew it, but you were out to dinner with Robert Kiyosaki, right? And so you find, and when you're focused on it, and as you have brought up earlier, you set those goals. It's amazing how the opportunities open up before you, what you're truly seeking. And so...
With the, like, being intentional, I mean, this kind of ties into number one, what we talked about, and two, for me now, I'm not doing the day-to-day goals, but the overall intention of the way I live my life and the goals and expectations I have for myself and for my kids, it's almost just a way of being at this point. But it makes me so sad because I know people, friends, neighbors who are not happy with their situation in life. I'm sure you've met several people, just even people you meet in this, you know, out in the world, restaurants, whatever, that aren't happy with their situation in life, don't like their job, don't like who they work for, don't like blah, 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 have family issues, whatever. And I just commiserate with them and get to know them. But in the same breath, I'm like, then change it. Why don't you do something about it? Be intentional about it. If you don't like your job, then go get a better job. If you don't like the people you work with, then go work somewhere else. If you don't like your boyfriend, then get rid of him. Like, being able to make the hard choices and not being stuck in like a loop of just, this is my day to day and it's better than change. Change is scary. It's really scary. And so a lot of people don't want to make those big changes, but I just can't comprehend being miserable, like intentionally just staying in misery versus being intentional and purposeful to make your life what you want it to be. I've made my life the way I want it to be, but I've busted my butt to get there, and I'm willing to do the grind that it takes to do it. I mean, I don't know how many times when we had a flooring store years and years ago, I'd hire a girl so I could stay home with my baby and then they'd quit. And then I put her back in daycare and go back to work full time. I mean, that probably happened, like me and Lance were just talking about the other day. It's probably happened like 5 times. Or, you know, you do what you got to do. You own the business. Okay, great. I'm going to be working Saturdays. And now I'm working full time because we lost an employee. You know, if you need to be out power washing the streets because it needs to be clean, we're going to go power wash tonight because that's what we got to do. So that's probably the hardest part, especially with tied to business, like entrepreneurs, is a lot of people aren't willing to do the dirty work. Like if you need to be the janitor for a time, then you're the janitor because that's what you need. So being able to wear any hat that is necessary to get where you want to go. And so being able to do the grind and put in the work to be intentional to get what you want.
And that is so important. And I hope everyone listening really absorbed that, because Michelle, not being okay with your current circumstances, but have them drive you to where you want to be. And you even touched on that earlier when you said, even when we were broke and we couldn't afford groceries, I knew our situation was going to change. I knew it was going to get better. This was not going to be our lot in life. We were going to improve. It was going to be better. Because you had two choices, Michelle. Choice one could have been, oh, I'm just going to stay here. Oh, well, we're broke. Life stinks, and complain. Yeah. Or two, you could say, I'm going to go change it.
Yeah, we got to put in the work. I like your sign behind you. Work hard. Like, you have to be able to put in the work. And sometimes it sucks and you really don't want to do it. And I mean, right now I'm busier than I've been in 20 years. I'm spinning a lot more plates than I ever have. And part of me is like, why am I doing this? I don't have to do this, but I love it. And I'm super driven, and there's a lot of, you know, pokers in the fire, and I'm just trying to keep them all burning. But what else would I be doing besides the grind? So.
And it's awesome. And you're living the life you want to live. You're associating with the people that are uplifting and building. You associate with builders all the time, because like you said, if somebody's not thinking big, if somebody's not pushing you to want to be better, then you don't have time for them. And I think that's phenomenal. I love that. In fact, and just one real quick point before we go to point number three, years ago, I was speaking at a conference and Seth Godin was speaking before me, and I heard him share this story, and this was years ago. So I'm, you know, if Seth's listening, he's like, wait a second, you just slandered my story. But he shared the story where their plane got rerouted to a nearby airport. Okay. So he was trying to land in one airport and they sent him to another airport just a couple hours away. And from what he could gather, it was going to be a significant time from the updates they were receiving. And so he quickly got online and got the very last rental car. And he got up and he said, listen, I got the last rental car. I'm driving to the airport that we should have landed at. I've got 3 open seats. Does anyone want to go with me? And he was offering, look, I promise you, I'm not crazy. I will drive, you know, we get in Ubers all the time. But anyway, he's like, I'll drive you there. And guess how many people said, okay, we'll do it.
0.
And he said, I realized at that point, people would rather do nothing and complain about their situation than actually take action to change it.
100%.
And so he's like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and complain that we're delayed for 12 hours. Well, get in my car. We'll be there in 2.5.
And they're
complaining. So that's when you don't surround yourself. And Seth Godin's obviously a super, super successful individual. Surround yourself with bigger thinkers. Surround yourself with people that want to set those goals and get to where you want to be. So number one, set those goals. Two, and number one, be intentional about that. Number two, surround yourself with bigger thinkers. And then number three, of course, it always comes back to that communication piece, Michelle. And that is, how are you communicating to yourself? Meaning, are you talking through those affirmations? Are you believing what you're saying to yourself? It always amazed me how you've always communicated to yourself in a way that's like, okay, that's okay. I'm going to be in a better place. And let me just ask you this. How have you had the discipline to do that? Because a lot of people would have given up when you've, trust me, if people knew the stories that you went through and how you had to leverage things and how, and all the tears and the blood, sweat and tears, as they say, some people would just go, oh my goodness, I don't know if I could have done that. So Michelle, how have you always communicated to yourself in a way that has gotten you to where you are today?
I touched on this earlier, but part of it is I was gifted with a really great self-esteem and self-confidence. If you've met my father, then I genetically am his offspring and he's the most confident man you'll ever meet. And so part of that is just genetically, I'm a confident person and I'm a very optimistic person. I've always been a glass half full kind of girl. And so for me, it just doesn't, I really don't like feeling crappy. I really don't like feeling down and I really don't like feeling bad about things. And so to me, it's just easier to be like, okay, let's figure it out. There's an answer to every problem. Okay, this sucks. How do we make it better? And it's just not worth wallowing in it and feeling crappy because I don't, really don't like feeling bad about myself. So part of that's just natural gifts, which I'm very grateful for, especially as I've gotten older. And being intentional with life and with goals, it's interesting now because like you were talking about Seth's story with renting the car, Tiki and I were actually just talking about this last week, how we have so many, we're in like a chaotic part in life right now. We're growing exponentially. And so there's lots of our problems are exponentially bigger. And right. Now we're dealing with way more problems than when we just had our one company. We've got, you know, multiple. So we have multiple problems now and they're big problems. And because we're so used to dealing with these problems now, we don't have time to sit and be like, man, I missed my flight. It's going to be 12 hours. I'm just going to sit here and complain. This will be a great story for the next 2 months of my life that I will tell all my coworkers, you know, that's like gives you fuel of something to complain about. And we just don't have time to sit and complain about it. So it's like, okay, we have this problem. How do I fix it? Ready, set, go, break, like move on to the next and fix it. And so part of that is just over time, exponentially, we have not had time to dwell on it. We just have to fix the problem to move on because we have so many problems to fix. And so just realizing it's not the end of the world. Every problem has a solution. How do we figure it out?
Well, and Michelle, I don't mean to disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you just for a second. Because you say it comes naturally for you to think optimistic. I think it's become a habit for you because you've worked at it. And you embrace optimism because you like to feel good. You like to feel positive. Some people, and it's a trap that people fall into where they just begin to wallow in the negativity and something you've got to come out of and really embrace the opportunities that life has before you, you know, because you can either get frustrated or you can get moving. And I mean, and I know your stories well, and there's a lot of people that would have just sat back and complained, but you kept saying, no, we're going to be positive. And we're going to speak positive words and we're going to speak our positive affirmations and we're not going to let the negative energy enter into what we're doing.
Right. Well, and that's part of our book, right? Part of your book is to assume positive intent.
Right.
And we use that all the time. So anytime you, when you're meeting a new person, friend, employee, coworker, and they do something, maybe you get a text and you don't know the tonality behind it, right, or if they're joking or being sarcastic. I mean, I've lost friends over sarcasm. I know you and I have talked about this because sarcasm is my love language. And I've lost several friends over it because they didn't understand my sarcasm and they thought I was, you know, being mean. And so I think being able to, when you're in those first situations, right, where someone says something and you're like, did they mean that negatively? Like, is that rude or was that nice? Always just like assume positive intent. Let's just assume that they didn't mean what they, you know, how you're taking it or the intention was different. So assuming positive intent on a lot of things just, again, doesn't make you feel crappy, because who wants to like feel crappy about things?
Exactly. Exactly. So think about, take away what Michelle and we've talked about today, being intentional in your goals and your vision, surround yourself with bigger thinkers and communicate in a way that you can create that positive energy and that encouragement to get you to where you need to be. Michelle, amazing insights. Love what you shared. It was great being with you. Have a tremendous day, everyone. Take care. Bye now.